Welcome to Wolf 359. This is the log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel on day 482 of the Hephaestus mission. But this isn't just any day, dear listeners. No, this is a day of darkness. A low tide. A half-melted fudgesicle of despair. It's a physical day here on the station. I've spent all day avoiding Dr. Hilbert. There was a moment this afternoon when I thought he'd cornered me in the bathroom, but I was able to avoid him by squeezing into the crawl space underneath the sink. Certain people might call spending 2.5 hours in a cramped hole in the wall just to avoid a mandatory physical examination unreasonable. Some would call it only delaying the inevitable. To those people, I say,
Officer Eiffel, are you busy?
Incredibly, utterly busier than I have ever been and might possibly ever again be.
Oh, you are aware that today is crew member physical examination day, correct?
Painfully.
Well, please make your way to my laboratory so that we can begin collecting samples. As you know, it is a very time-intensive process.
As irresistible as you make that sound, Doctor, unfortunately, I'm preoccupied with some important matters that require my full attention.
What matters?
Well, I'm calibrating the reception of the radio relay to allow a direct reception of the hertz to increase our Roger coefficient on the primary frequency.
You're doing a diagnostic of our deep space comm system?
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Oh, my, Officer Eiffel. That is very simple. Here I can run that program through automated functions.
He's right, Officer Eiffel. It shouldn't take more than a few minutes.
If only it were that simple. Unfortunately, the power outages from a while back knocked out some of the circuitry, so I need to reset the entire system manually.
Manually?
Manually. Honestly, Doc, this might be a while. Why don't you take a seat in my waiting room?
Oh, no. If you're delayed, then I must secure Commander Minkowski's participation first. I will call on you later, Eiffel.
That was too close. He's like a friggin' shark sniffing for chum. And thanks a lot, Hera.
I was just trying to be helpful.
What you were trying to do was be an accessory before the fact. Also, I have a bone to pick with you. This morning, I asked if we had any hot water left, and you said we did.
Correct.
But when I hopped in the shower, the water was freezing.
Correct again. That is an accurate summation of your sensory experience.
So what happened?
Dr. Hilbert used all the hot water on a radiation experiment in the greenhouse. The report we gave you about its availability was an outright fabrication.
So, you lied to me?
Lying is a word with many negative connotations, Dr. Eiffel. I prefer to think I tactically misrepresented available data.
So you tactically lied to me.
Previous observations suggested that you would refrain from showering if you knew there was no hot water. Given pre-existing concerns amongst the crew about your hygiene, this was deemed an unacceptable outcome.
Wait, the crew's concerned about my hygiene?
Commander Minkowski has made eliminating your persistent body odor a priority one task.
I don't have persistent body odor.
Analysis of the mineral content in the air around you suggests that...
I'm not going to sit here and get lectured on how I smell by someone that doesn't have a nose. I can't take showers in freezing cold water.
Actually, Officer Eiffel, data collected this morning shows that you are, in fact, perfectly capable of taking a shower with freezing cold water.
Just don't lie to me again, Hera.
You place too much judgment on the concept of lying, Officer Eiffel. Remember the old saying, words cannot harm you. It is only sticks and stones that can fracture a human's bones and break his feeble, delicate flesh. Or should I give Dr. Hilbert a call and tell him that you are available after all?
All right, fine. Let's drop this train of thought. It pulls into a station my feeble, delicate flesh can't handle.
Very well. Also, Commander Minkowski asked me to make sure you got the message she left in the comms room.
Oh, I was wondering what that thing taped to my door was. Let's see. Eiffel, been noticing something strange in the greenhouse. Unusual growth in aggressive tendencies.
Oh, might compromise safety if left unchecked. Going back to continue observation. Contact at once.
All right, I officially have no idea what she's going on about. Hey, Commander?
Eiffel, about time.
Only just got your memo. What's got you all DEFCON 2 over there?
A few hours ago, I wandered into the greenhouse while, conducting an inspection tour of the station.
You mean avoiding Hilbert?
The details are unimportant. While I was here, I noticed that one of our plant samples is looking rather strange.
Strange how?
It's gotten big. Very big. It's almost 5 times as large as our next biggest sample. And it's got all these... I guess they're roots? They stretch out of its pot and go into the ones around it. It almost looks like it's trying to starve out the other samples.
Thing's probably just hungry. Give it some Soylent Chow or something and call it a night.
No, I think this might be a problem. I'm gonna stay here and observe this situation.
Observe?
Yeah, just to see if there are any changes in the next few hours.
Few hours? Oh, right.
What?
Nothing at all. Commander, I think you're right. This sounds like a sensitive situation, and you should give it your undivided attention.
You do?
Absolutely. Who knows what problems this could lead to if left unchecked?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Great. That's refreshing. Well, I'll keep you updated on any developments.
Please do.
Minkowski out.
Mutant space plants. You know, as far as lies to avoid physical examinations go, that's more colorful than I would have expected from her. But I'll play along. Anything for a fellow truant.
Attention, crew members. In an effort to make today's physical examinations as effective as possible, Dr. Hilbert has asked me to relay the following list of simple do's and don'ts to you. Just follow these simple tips and exercise a bit of common sense, and your physical will be over before the damage is irreparable. Do make a list of any discomforts, pains, or irregularities that you are currently experiencing before the start of today's examination. It'll do nothing to relieve them, but after the discomforts, pains, and irregularities of the examination, they will seem trivial in comparison. Don't forget, once the examination starts, there's no way to stop it until it's done. The off switch on the machine quite literally ceases to function once the test is in effect, so take a moment to prepare yourself before we start. Everything else, do what you can to avoid passing out, as your losing consciousness might tamper with the results and force a restart of examination. Do remember that anesthetics have their limits. Certain kinds of pains are beyond the comforting embrace of narcotics. There are no anesthetics involved in your upcoming physical, but this is just a good thing to keep in mind at all times. Don't worry, no one has ever died from one of our physical examinations. You might, however, be surprised by what you can live through. Good luck!
Do remember that the test is run by a sadistic piece of work who should be avoided at all costs. You might think that I'm making a big fuss over nothing, dear listeners, but I cannot begin to tell you how awful these physicals are. In fact, don't take my word for it. Here's a recording I made 6 months ago, the last time I went through one of Comrade Dr. Moreau's little wellness checks.
Officer Eiffel, I said cough.
I don't want to.
Cough. Now.
That was just stage 1. I'll spare you stages 2 through 21.
Here's a pro tip. If a doctor ever uses the phrases optic nerve and will only hurt for a second in the same sentence, you tell him to go frequencies, amplitude, watts, buttons. I'm working.
Eiffel.
Oh, it's only you, Commander. How's Plant Watch?
The situation might be more serious than I thought. I set up some cameras to be able to monitor the sample from outside of the greenhouse. On the monitors, I saw the plant sample writhing, writhing and growing. But then, as soon as I went back into the greenhouse, it was perfectly still. Eiffel, I think this thing might be able to tell when I'm here and when I'm not. I think it might be intelligent enough to play dead.
Oh dear, Commander, that sounds really alarming. You'd better make getting to the bottom of this your first priority.
Oh, absolutely. It has to take precedence over everything.
I think that's a sound decision.
Right. I'm gonna go see what kind of weed killer we have in our supply shed. You stay on the line in case I need backup.
Roger that. Well, again, more outlandish than I would have gone for, but I guess your lies get bigger as you go higher up in the ranks.
Officer Eiffel! Can I come in?
This is kind of a bad time, Doc. I'm still in the middle of that,
Diagnostics of our deep space comm system.
That's the one.
Excellent. Here to help.
Help?
Yes, help. Don't just know about molecular biology, you know. Expert at computational radiology. Very relaxing as far as sciences go.
You don't say.
Yes, and concluded I could lend a hand. Besides, the sooner we're done with diagnostic of communication system, the sooner we can start with the diagnostic of communications officer.
Oh, Doctor, you don't need to do that. I wouldn't want to bother a man of your talents with such simple matters as this thing that I'm doing.
Please, Eiffel, no bother at all. Always thrilled to assist a fellow crew member. Besides, in this case, helping is its own reward. That and the spinal fluid samples.
Yes, well, the thing is, well, Dr. Hilbert, I'm going to be straight with you, all right?
Absolutely. I would accept no less than that.
Great. The truth is that Commander Minkowski needs my help with a Priority 1 mission.
Oh?
Yeah, and you know how the Commander is. Got to get right to it.
She did mention something about an aggressive parasitic agent a little while ago.
Right, exactly. So, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to take care of that before we get to my physical.
Very well. We'll check on you in a little bit.
Whew! Oh. Whew! Wow! Saved by the bell! Commander, I know we've had our ups and downs, but right now, I could kiss you.
Eiffel, that plant sample, it's not playing dead anymore. It's growing and growing and growing. It's cut me off from the door, and its roots are stretching all over the walls. It's got, oh God, in the middle of all the stems and moss, I think I see an eye. I think this thing is looking at me.
Commander, I appreciate a good story as much as the next guy, but don't you think this is getting a little 1950s drive-in?
What kind of joke you think this is, but I don't have time to unravel it. Get up here with a flamethrower and help me kill this thing.
Really? I've got this...
Eiffel!
All right, I'll be there in a moment. Hold on while I indulge my commanding officer, dear listeners. I've never used the flamethrower before, so this might be fun.
All right, here I am. Let's get this. Oh my God, you were being serious?
Of course I was being serious. Why the hell would I lie about something like this?
To get out of Hilbert's physicals!
I would never... All right, fine, it kinda started out that way, but now it's serious. Don't just stand there. For God's sake, help me kill this thing.
With what? Harsh language?
With napalm, you moron! Did you even check the arms locker?
Oh, the one you won't give me access to? Wait, what's it doing? What is... Are those teeth? No! No! Wait! No, don't!
Eiffel!
Ah! Hi again, dear listeners. So, it seems that I may have misjudged the conversations I was having with Minkowski earlier. Turns out she wasn't just making up an excuse to avoid Dr. Hilbert's physicals after all. But rather, she had actually found a space mutant plant monster. I don't have the time right now to give you all the details of the Commander and I's miraculous escape, but the, I guess we call it a creature, fled into one of the station's air vents. Its current whereabouts are unknown. Minkowski and Hilbert are arming themselves with whatever weapons they can find or make, and Hira is shutting down all of the non-essential vents to limit the creature's path. With any luck, we'll be able to track down and kill it before it manages to corner any of us. Which means
that our physical examinations are suspended indefinitely! On account of a station-wide emergency! Yes! Oh, yes! This has been a good day, my friends. A good day.
Recording from the comms room of the Hephaestus Station, this is Communications Officer Doug Eiffel signing off. Good night, folks. Good night. This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valente. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko, and the role of Hira was played by Michaela Sui. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to find out more about stages 2 through 21 of Dr. Hilbert's physical examinations? Visit us at wolf359.fm or follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on our show.